"Where have you been?" he asked, though the answer was right in front of him. "Jacob was just telling me some local stories," I volunteered. "It was really interesting." I smiled at Jacob warmly, and he grinned back. "Well," Mike paused, carefully reassessing the situation as he watched our camaraderie, "we're packing up. It looks like it's going to rain soon." We all looked up at the glowering sky. It certainly did look like rain. "Okay," I jumped up. "I'm coming." "It was nice to see you again," Jacob said. I could tell he was taunting Mike just a bit. "It really was. Next time Charlie comes down to see Billy, I'll come too," I promised. His grin stretched across his face. That would be cool. "And thanks," I added earnestly. I pulled up my hood as we tramped across the rocks toward the parking lot. A few drops were beginning to fall, making black spots on the stones where they landed. When we got to the Suburban, the others were already loading everything back in. I crawled into the back seat by Angela and Tyler, announcing that I'd already had my turn in the shotgun position. Angela just stared out the window at the escalating storm, and Lauren twisted around in the middle seat to occupy Tyler's attention, so I could simply lay my head back on the seat, close my eyes, and try very hard not to think.